here on RTL Today with your Saturday lunchtime news, sport and weather. I'm Charles Hill. Amazon has reached an agreement on a social plan following 2 weeks of negotiations between the company's leadership team and the staff delegation. Under the deal, the number of roles affected by organisational changes has been reduced to 370 from 470, after adjustments reflecting what the company described as business needs and local strategy. Those affected will be notified in February. The Luxembourg Veterinary and Food Administration has said there is currently no danger to domestic cats in Luxembourg, as another case of bird flu was reported this week. The virus, circulating throughout Europe, has spread to cats and dogs in neighbouring France and Germany. However, to date, there have been no reported pet infections in the Grand Duchy. Pet owners are advised to remain vigilant and take their animals to the vet as soon as possible if they show flu-like symptoms. Artificial intelligence could automate around 64,000 jobs in Luxembourg, with admin roles facing the highest risk, according to a new Economic Outlook report published by Statec. Statec estimates that 14% of jobs in Luxembourg are at a high risk of automation, meaning AI systems could perform most of the core tasks currently carried out by workers. A further 55% of exposed jobs are expected to be augmented by AI, but with technology assisting workers rather than outright replacing them. In international news, fighting between Thai and Cambodian forces continued early on Saturday, hours after US President Donald Trump said the two countries had agreed to a ceasefire. Thai Prime Minister Anutin Charnvirakul said he told Trump a ceasefire would only be possible after Cambodia had withdrawn all its forces and removed landmines. He later declared in a statement on social media, "Thailand will continue to perform military actions until we feel no more harm and threats to our land and people." At least 21 people have died in the renewed fighting and 700,000 have been evacuated on both sides. The United States Overseas Envoy will travel to Germany this weekend to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders for the latest round of high-level talks on ending the war. Steve Witkoff, who has been leading White House attempts to mediate between Ukraine and Russia, will discuss the latest version of the proposed peace agreement in Berlin. The Trump administration is pushing for a deal to be in place by Christmas and has held several rounds of talks with Ukrainian and Russian representatives in recent weeks, although there has been little sign that a breakthrough is imminent. Now for sport. Supporters are continuing to speak of their frustration at the astronomical cost of following the 2026 World Cup. For some smaller nations, the cost of group stage tickets is going to be higher than a month's wages before factoring in travel and accommodation. FIFA's ticket price policy was revealed on Thursday, with group stage tickets costing up to three times the price of those for Qatar in 2022. The cheapest ticket for the final will cost around €3,500. On Friday, FIFA said it had received 5 million ticket requests from fans in more than 200 countries in the 24 hours since the latest ticketing phase opened. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head over to rtltoday.lu. And now for the weather. It's a typically grey December day, with lots of clouds, mist and fog, but it should remain mostly dry. Temperatures are currently around 6 degrees, rising to a maximum of 8 later on today.
Thanks, Charles. Have a lovely weekend and Christmas. And I'll see you listeners back here next Saturday. Here is an hour of power.